Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yes, I noticed some of the soundproofing is falling apart. We are in the process of building a new studio. COVID kind of slowed that down, but we were in the process of building a new studio, so I can't wait to get my new studio. Not that everybody that listens to me on air can see the studio, but I will describe it in minute detail for anybody who needs to know. Currently, right now, my studio is decorated with some occasional beef jerky bag, maybe an occasional diet soda can. So I will decorate it more. And I know you guys wish I decorated it more with medical journals, right? So I could give you a more educational show. Not happening. Really quickly before we start, we got a lot to talk about. There's this inflammatory brain condition that we discussed. Oh my gosh, my hair. This inflammatory brain condition that we discussed that might follow COVID. We saw it in kids. We're starting to see it more in adults. We're going to talk to you guys about ADEM, what that means, and why I think we've kind of had some mild issues with it all along. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. We're going to talk about how the Washington Redskins have, after decades of controversy, planned to change their name. We'll talk about where we're going with that. There's some Donald Trump, Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci drama. As usual, we'll talk about that. But as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, the 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing I've been getting over the last few months is how many of you out there are really frustrated by other people. And you are starting to dislike others because you go online or you go on social media and people are jerks. Or you try to go to Costco or you try to go to a grocery store and the water's gone or the toilet paper's gone. I mean, look how it was every man for themselves at the start of this whole thing. I mean, that was pretty crappy where we're told there's an outbreak and we might have to lock down and then you couldn't buy toilet paper and people were fighting over toilet paper and water bottles. And so all of a sudden we kind of got this anti-person attitude. And then, even if you wanted to be around other people and you wanted to kind of tap in on that, inner emotion and instinct to be around others, boom, no. Social distancing, you need to wear a mask, you need to be on lockdown, stay-at-home orders. So we're starting to become anti-people. Well, what I did this weekend, Las Vegas had closed the bars. And so I went to Utah. So me and my friends wanted to get together, and some of my friends, and Alexa and Trisha, hi! And so if bars were closed and things were kind of changing in Nevada, we went up to Utah to see my friend's house and a little puppy dog, Jackson Toes and Josh and all that. So we went up there, and Trisha brought Dave, and I brought Corey, so we had our men, really burly, good-looking guys, and then we had us women. So we didn't go, flirting or cruising or anything like that because, our husbands were there, okay? And we didn't go to strip clubs because I don't think Utah has strip clubs. But if you've never been to Utah, you need to be to Utah. I used to always go to Utah when I was in college because we have this park in Utah called Zion National Park, among many parks. And, dang, they have the most beautiful, it really does. It really does start to, wear on you. I haven't cussed. I still cuss. But anyway, going to Utah, not only do they have really, really good people there, but they have beautiful, beautiful landscaping and hikes. And they got this trail, which I love. It's called the Narrows. And you do about a mile on land. And then you do it in a river. And so you hike the Narrows. And I think it's like 3 days back, for front and back. And it's amazing. And so you're in water, but you got to have good shoes because the riverbed is kind of hard to walk on. And a lot of green. green, a lot of trees and all that. So we went to Spanish Fork near Provo. Now, I've been to Provo and I've been to Salt Lake, but I've flown there. This was the first time we drove. Now, what's nice about Utah is if you take the I-15 up to Utah, it's like 80 miles an hour speed limit. 80 miles an hour. And I know everybody thinks, well, in Utah, there's all these rules because you have people there that are LDS and, you know, and 80 miles an hour. The roads were nice. The roads were clean. Barely, I think I only hit one pothole, and it was just, it was like the best drive. So 80 miles an hour, which means you could basically go about 82, 85. You could cruise control it. People got out of the way, you know, because I'll like drive, and if I'm comfortable in the left lane, I won't move. Because I think it's dangerous to flip lanes, and the car we took, we really didn't have a good, we had like a big blind spot. So I'm like, well, you know what? I'm in this lane, I'm out of everybody's way, I'll be comfortable. No. When you're in the left lane, you're supposed to move over to let other people pass. And you know what? I learned how to do that. I learned how to do that. I got out of the way. And everybody was just so nice. And then we went to like a Chick-fil-A, and I needed ranch for the fries because my husband likes ranch or whatever. And we asked for the ranch, and they were like, fine, absolutely. How many? Nobody charged me extra. And it was really, really nice. Now, what about alcohol? Well, when you buy alcohol in Utah, I believe you have to go to, like, these state-run stores. And so it was, like, the cleanest store. And you walk in, and there were shelves. And then, you know, behind the shelves, you saw all these boxes. And the prices were, I think, a little bit more. But they had almost every alcohol you need. They had the Grey Goose, and they had the Jack, and they had the Gentleman Jack, and they had the tequila, and they had the rums and all that. And so, you know, you buy the alcohol at like a government store. Now you would be thinking, okay, why do I want the government to know that I'm buying alcohol? Well, I don't think it matters. I really couldn't think of anything that would, you know, haunt me later in life if I was buying some alcohol for my friends. So I did that. But do not, from what I understand, you're not supposed to bring alcohol into the state. I don't think you're allowed to smuggle or bootleg alcohol into the state. So you go there and then you buy the alcohol from the state. You're a good person. You're like, hi, I'm not drinking it. You're like, hey, yeah, I love Utah. And then everyone's like, hey. And then you drive by a sign and there's like a Beaver, Utah, and then there's a Fillmore, Utah. And everybody's laughing. They're taking pictures by the sign, you know, Fillmore Beaver, things like that. And you're like, oh, that's dirty. You know, and so people do have a sense of humor there. There's a lot of sense of humor, but it just, you know, if the point I'm trying to make is when you guys start getting kind of overwhelmed and people are getting on your nerves, you know, go and get some nature. And people who like nature and people who appreciate nature are usually pretty damn cool people. Okay? And I'm not talking about, you know, find a tree hugger. Just enjoy, you know, some of the outdoors and some of the beauty that America has. Because I know a lot of people are hating America right now. And you don't have to. Just visit a place like Utah or Alaska or Montana or Colorado or Rhode Island. And you'll fall in love with the country again. Easy. And the people. 1-877-DOLLY. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, I don't like the hype. I have tried to this whole time with COVID, you know, not scare anybody, but still tell you guys, look, this is real. All right, this is what we think could be going on. And so, again, I need to kind of talk real with you guys because this is something that has bothered me. We've talked about it on air, but I've had to be very, very careful because I don't want to add to the hype. I know there's a big call to defund the media. And again, right, I'm on your side, guys. Right, I am on your side, okay? I don't think we need to be scaring people to the point of suicide and scaring people to the point where they don't want to, you know, go and get their diabetes taken care of or their kids vaccinated. I mean, we have, unfortunately, a hysteria going on, but this is a scary virus. And viruses scare me. They do. And one thing that we've been talking about on the show, and we're going to be talking more about this week, is this acute disseminated encephalomyelitis. Okay, and that, and when you hear acute, when you hear disseminated, and then encephalitis or encephalomyelitis, you start to kind of pray, okay, in medicine. We don't like anything acute, okay? We like it kind of chronic because we could kind of, you know, like an acute leukemia is much more deadly. That's what killed my uncle as a kid. Chronic can kill, but you have some time. You can be like, all right, it's coming. You know, chronic conditions, you got some time, and you could kind of think, and you could get a specialist involved. So when somebody's acute, it means bam. Disseminated means not just localized in a small little area. It's diffuse, and it'll cover the whole damn thing. So when you hear disseminated, it kind of in medicine makes us think we don't really have much control. Like COVID. COVID was localized in Wuhan, China. Then the sucker disseminated, right? Okay, that's why I don't like the word disseminated. And then encephalitis or encephalomyelitis and a lot of the itises mean inflammation. So you could have a tonsillitis, inflammation of the tonsils. You could have an arthritis, an inflammation of your arth or joints. You could have a vaginitis, inflammation of the vagina, either by like a yeast infection or bacterial vaginosis or STD, vaginitis-itis. And encephalitis or encephalomyelitis, that is inflammation of the brain and spinal cord. Now, the last thing you want is any sort of inflammation there, just like with a pericarditis around the heart, you know, or any others, or endocarditis. So itis doesn't freak people out as much, except that first word. Endocard means in the heart. Those are the vessels. Pericarditis means around the heart. Remember, doctors aren't rocket scientists. When I was in medical school, I was sitting there going, huh, what? And they had to be like, itis, inflammation, carditis. Oh, I get it. Encephalitis. Enceph, brain, itis. So for me, that's how we broke it down. Maybe it's Latin, Greek, I don't know what language they use, but it works for me. Okay, so I can speak Greek now. So with this COVID-19, they've been periodically seeing this brain inflammation in people after they had the typical COVID. Now, when you get to the point you have inflammation of the brain, it's do or die. I mean, doctors have to do, you know, God needs to do, pray, whatever it takes, right, you know, to help man do what it needs to do, or you could die. Inflammation of the brain causes swelling. The brain needs to function. The brain needs to work your heart. It needs to work, you know, it needs to, you know, work your brain, work your breathing, etc. And when you get swelling of the brain, bad things can happen. There's only X amount of room in your head. And your head, it's skull. Skull doesn't expand. Babies have a little bit more cartilage. It can expand a little, but not much. So you start to get swelling. You start to get inflammation. The brain doesn't get to work well. You know, brain's like, I'm out. So once it gets to an encephalitis stage, we need to hurry. And if it's a bacteria-caused encephalitis, you're on antibiotics. With viruses, there's not really a lot we could do, even though we're treating people with remdesivir and things like that. So we might do steroids to decrease inflammation. We might just, you know, fluids and symptomatic measures and, you know, again, I pray. So this brain condition, this acute disseminated encephalomyelitis that we see post-COVID might have been the cause of some of these deaths that we saw. What are the symptoms of it? Well, you get a fever, you get a headache. You might vomit. You might be just kind of confused. You might have some blurry vision. You might get some slurred speech, some numbness, tingling, weakness. You might get loss of smell, loss of taste. Now, I don't want you guys to freak out. Okay, we're going to walk through that. But loss of smell, loss of taste could be a sign that there's something going on with the brain with the infection. Some acute disseminated encephalomyelitis will go away. The very transit, it goes away and you're fine. For others, it could be permanent. For others, it could actually make you delirious, cause you to have a seizure, cause you to have a stroke, cause you to die, go into a coma and die. So it's rare. So there were some case studies where they looked at some younger people who ended up getting this. And they looked at the symptoms and they kind of did a spreadsheet like we've talked about. And many of them had come in with basic COVID symptoms. They had the cough, they had the fever, they had the shortness of breath, but then they start to have these neurological symptoms. And so I don't have the data on who lived and who died and how many, but it's rare, it is fatal, and it's something we don't want to mess with. Now, why we need to take a step here and talk about this is when I have patients call me about COVID, okay? You have some going, yeah, I think I have a cough, or, you know, I lost some smell, no big deal, you know, let me get back to work. Or I had one gentleman who was a general manager of a store, and he had been exposed because of somebody in his family, but he felt fine. He goes, let me go back to work. Okay, all right. So, and I'm like, no, you know, CDC has guidelines. You have to do your 14 days in isolation. You need to be tested. If you have symptoms, would like to get a couple tests on you, or we do the symptom sort of isolation where you're at home for 10 days, can go back after 10 days if the last 3 days were asymptomatic. So there's all these kind of rules and guidelines that we talk the patient through. But every now and then I have a patient that calls really freaked out because all of a sudden they can't smell. They can't smell, or they can't taste things well. Now, a lot of us, when we get a cold, we might notice that. You know, food doesn't taste good when I have a cold. And I'm like, gosh, I want something spicy. Or, I can't smell anything because my nose is stopped up. So we kind of blow it off. But when you have a healthy person that all of a sudden goes, well, I can't smell, we, before COVID, would examine you. And we would examine you neurologically. Because somebody with loss of smell, we want to make sure it's not like a brain tumor or an infection in the brain. Now, again, don't panic. A lot of people have loss of smell with COVID. It's mild and it goes away. But the reason why I bring this up is if you're losing your sense of smell and taste, and true, this is a respiratory virus, but if you're like, I don't like this because does that mean it's affecting my brain so I can't smell or taste? That's a theory. All right. We don't know why people get this ADEM, and it's not just COVID specific. ADEM, the acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, you know, can be caused by any bacterial infection or viral infection that decides to cause inflammation of the brain. It triggers your immune system. Your immune system wants to protect the brain, but sometimes it, protects it too much, and you get this big kind of like allergic reaction in a way. Or sometimes the infection could spread, you know, and cause a meningitis or an encephalitis. But if you're having loss of smell and loss of taste, just realize that that's kind of what this virus has the ability to do. And hopefully your immune system's strong. Hopefully it doesn't overreact and those symptoms go away. A lot of us have noticed the symptoms. I remember I wanted something really, really spicy, you know, last December. And I was like, I just need to eat something spicy. Food isn't tasting good. Who knows? That might have been COVID. Who knows? Went away, now I could taste food fine. You give me some chocolate, I could taste it, I love it. But you also, it just kind of reminds us that this isn't a weenie bug. This is something that could cause some very unpredictable, scary stuff. This is something that has no problem getting up into our sinuses and getting to our brain if it wants to. So we're making these decisions on school openings, and we're making these decisions, and I know people are mad because there's a lot of hype and there might have been a lot of secondary gain when it comes to election and things like that, and I get that. I understand the arguments, and that's why I'm in a tough spot because I'm a doctor and I need to tell you like it is, but I get that I think there was some secondary gain with some of the hype. However, if this is a virus that could potentially cause issues with the brain in a kid, in a grown-up, even with no other symptoms. You know, I really don't like the idea of, okay, let's just all get it and take our chances. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, it'll go away.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The three white men charged for the murder of a black man who was jogging through their neighborhood in Georgia earlier this year have just pleaded not guilty. Gregory and Travis McMichael, along with William Bryan, all entering their pleas virtually in a Georgia courtroom. The 25-year-old victim, Ahmed Arbery, died on February 23rd in the town of Brunswick, as his family says he was simply out for a jog. The McMichaels, who are father and son, chased Arbery, claiming they suspected he was burglarizing neighborhood homes. New trouble for the Washington Redskins just days after announcing it's changing its controversial Redskins name. The Washington Post reports several women say that they were sexually and verbally harassed while working for the team for years. So far, team owner Dan Snyder has not made public remarks about the report. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The U.S. reporting a record of over 77,000 new coronavirus cases as of yesterday's update, the sharpest one-day jump so far. The nation also counted 969 more deaths from the infection, and that brought the total to over 138,000 since the pandemic began. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp announced that he and Attorney General Chris Carr have filed a lawsuit against Atlanta's mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, and the city council for imposing a mask order. The governor spoke about it a short time ago.
Mayor Bottoms' mask mandate cannot be enforced, but her decision to shutter businesses and undermine economic growth is devastating.
Housing starts in the U.S. reported this morning for June coming in higher than analysts expected. In morning trading, Wall Street stocks have been slightly higher, the S&P 500 closing in on a third straight winning week. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Washington Redskins are officially changing their name. Now, this has come after decades of controversy, but originally the name wasn't controversial. It was actually an honor, and from what we understand, the American Indian community was consulted and helped create it. So there's a lot of conflicting information on what has happened throughout the years, and I'll try to give you what the mainstream, historical context have said. But the Washington Redskins have been around for 87 years, and they didn't start in Washington, D.C. They originally started in Boston. Back in 1932, their first game was played, or their first season was played, at Boston's Braves Field. They played it in, Braves Field. So originally, they were called the Washington Braves. Then, they moved to, or actually the Boston Braves. I think they were called the Boston Braves, but then they called them the Washington they moved to Fenway Park, and then they took the name Redskins, and then in 1937 they moved to Washington, D.C., and remained there ever since. And they've won 3 Super Bowls. They even have a song, the Hail to the Redskins, or whatever the song is. Now, their colors are burgundy and gold, and they will probably remain burgundy and gold, but the Native American, the American Indian chief that has been a part of their logo since 1937, I believe, is going to go away. Now, I had written an article on this, and it, they have varying pictures of the American Indian, except a couple years they went without the Indian. So 1937 to 1951, they had one logo, 52 to 59, another, 60 to 64, another. Then from 65 to 69, they had tools and weapons, like a arrowhead with a feather on it, or a spear. And they used that as their logo between 1965 and 1969. Then they had an R with a circle around it and a feather. So they almost replaced the Native American with the R. And that was from 1970 to 1971. Now they changed it then to the Native American, a different appearing Native American, from 1972 to 81, then another one 1982, and then 1983 to present has been the logo that you've seen. Now, the controversy, like I said, has been going on for a while. Now, originally, from what we understand, that when they did decide to use the Native American logo, they had approached the American Indian, I forget the actual community name and which tribe, but it was with, from what I understand, with research and with guidance from the American Indian community. However, there's been a lot of controversy over the years where it's stereotypical. People find it insulting, and Native Americans have been demanding change. The National Congress of American Indians, who have 1.2 million, had like 1.2 million individuals as of 2013, had, I believe, they had demanded change. DC, the Washington, D.C. team, they say, is one example of the larger Native American mascot controversy. They say it received more public attention because they think the name of Redskin is derogatory, insulting. And then also people don't like that it has the Washington because of George Washington and the controversy now with him and slaves. So the team headquarters is in Ashburn, Virginia, but their field is FedEx. You know, we have AT&T Stadium, you know, we have MetLife Stadium in New York, and we have, well, FedEx has now threatened to remove their sponsorship. So things got done. Things got changed. So apparently supporters have asserted that a majority of Native Americans are not offended by the name. This was a, I guess, a national poll back in 2004, the Annenberg Public Policy Center poll. And apparently there are high schools that use red, there are 3 high school teams that I think use the Redskin name. 2 are on reservations. And there have been sightings of, you know, many, you know, Native Americans use Redskin not as a negative term, but as a honor. But then again, if it's theirs, their name, they have, you know, I guess, flexibility to do what they will with it. I guess there was a commentary published after that poll where 15 Native American scholars collaborated on a critique that said there are so many flaws with the study that said the majority of Native Americans are not offended, that it was an expression of, quote, white privilege and colonialism. So this white privilege term we've heard as dates back years ago. A 2020 study at UC Berkeley found that 49% of Native Americans found the name offensive, rising to 67% of those who said they regularly participated in Native or tribal culture. So, the Redskin, and this is coming from Wikipedia, which by no means is a is the end all, shall we say, source, but it had to do with the skin color. They said the historical context for the emergence of the Americas of racial identities based upon skin color was the establishment of colonies which developed a plantation economy dependent upon slave labor, they said. Prior to the colonial era, British identified themselves as Christians rather than white. At the start of the 18th century, Indians and Europeans rarely mentioned the color of each other's skins. By mid-century, remarks about skin color and the categorization of people by simple color-coded labels started to become commonplace. So we never used he's white, he's black, he's, we didn't use that until more modern times. So documents from the colonial period indicate that the use of red was an identifier by Native Americans. And Native Americans had, had unfortunately, their share of tragedy, with, the colonies and, and homesteading and expansion, et cetera. And so there's been a lot of debate over, do we continue to use color as a term to represent people? And even now there's, debate of, should we call a person white? Should we call a person black? Is that racist? So that's why, because people are like, why now? Why? It just has unfortunately been a source of contention because it has to do with the color. And, even though, there might have been, shall we say, tribalism within, Jews and Italians and Irish and, this day and age, there's starting to be a lot of offense found by, the Irish hat or the sombrero or the, Indian chief headdress or, the Jewish star. And so, what might have once been, when I look at a headdress, is something beautiful and culturally reminding, that we have a beautiful culture and this culture existed for centuries before we got here. Unfortunately, for some, seen and the name Redskin is considered and I appreciate that is considered insulting and emotional. So for Washington to change your name of all the times in our history with everything going on, it was understandable that it would happen now. But it did take large sponsors such as FedEx threatening to pull out. Now, what are they going to name themselves? Well, one of the, front runners is the Warriors. So they might call themselves the, Washington Warriors. But I don't think we're going to know a name for a while because they have to come up with a logo. They have to go through the trademark and they have to do all those legal protections first. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys. All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so we just talked about how the Washington Redskins, a team that has had years and years of controversy with their name, finally are dropping the Redskin name that many have found it very, very controversial. We don't know what they're going to call themselves. We've been hearing they might call themselves the Warriors. It's going to take a while because they have to have the logo and then they have to do the trademarking and all that. So we might not know what they're going to call themselves, but they have decided to stop the name. In the meantime, the NFL season might not go as we were hoping to, because the NFL has allowed players to choose to opt out of this season if they are concerned about coronavirus. So any player that really doesn't want to risk any injury and doesn't want to mess up their stats, because if, you know, if let's say Tom Brady wants to sit out and Gronkowski wants to, you know, keep his stats up and not be dealing with like a third string quarterback, then he might sit out. So don't be surprised if the NFL season is going to follow the college season, football season, and just not continue. So if the Redskins were going to change their name, this was, I guess, the time to do it. And FedEx, a huge sponsor, because that's the stadium from which they play, had threatened pullout of their sponsorship dollars. So the Redskins are changing their name. But, you know, we need to kind of talk about some of the changes. The big thing I keep being asked and I'm hearing is, when does it stop? When does it stop? Now, we're going through a whole big reset. Again, I got to, you know, credit my friend Eric for coming up with that term, reset. What we've done is we've reevaluated. What America's doing right now is they're kind of reevaluating things that they don't like. And there's an opportunity, there's a window to get things changed. You know, things that have instilled, bad feelings, things that might have had connections to slavery, things that they thought might have perpetuated a stereotype are getting changed. But there's this uneasiness that I see that we saw with the whole Me Too movement. Okay? We know, we've always known that certain things weren't okay. Same thing like with, you know, telling a woman, you know, man, that dress looks good. You know, it really makes your breasts look perky. You look great in that dress. Okay, that was not really a good thing to say to any of us in the 70s, 60s, whatever. But now you say something like that, you're out of a job and you're possibly out of a career forever. So this unsettledness is, okay, now wait a second. Okay, I know it might have been bad and I know maybe it wasn't ideal to say those things and we do need to stop saying those things, but when did the rules change to where now I'm, you know, my whole life is ruined? You know, same thing with entertainers. Entertainers, you know, unfortunately, what did Jimmy Kimmel do? Jimmy Kimmel had worked with Snoop Dogg on a song, and Jimmy Kimmel did blackface, and it was years ago. And it was wrong then, but it wasn't something that was illegal or whatever, and I think they both collaborated on something, and, you know, I don't know what happened there. 2020, not good, and now Jimmy Kimmel is, I think he's still in hiding, they said. I think he's been taking a temporary hiatus from the show. Not sure if he's going to come back. So as things are changing, people are frantically, which is what I bring up on the show, needing the memo, needing the new rules. So people who lived in southern states where southern pride used to be emblemized with a flag, with the Confederate flag, they're learning, no. That flag, right, will denote or imply slavery. And I don't mind the reset in terms of, okay, guys, you know, we need to kind of, you know, rethink some of these things are insulting to people or reminding people of a bad time. And, you know, people want to not forget history. I don't want to rewrite history, but we want to move on. And some of those things are causing some people to not move on. The only thing is how far does this go? We see the Confederate flag, and the Confederate flag is a part of the Mississippi flag. Well, Mississippi's changing it. Mississippi is changing their flag. But all it takes is one person to go, wait a second. Mississippi, I believe Maryland, Texas, Alabama, Georgia, these were states and colonies that were pro-slavery. They weren't free. And, you know, free states, like New York, Pennsylvania, it took a while for them to become free. So then, if there are certain changes that we're having, and I apologize, my Facebook Live just went out, so I have to kind of get us back on. I apologize. Sorry about this. All right. There we go. So the question now comes is, and I apologize for Facebook Live cutting out. The question then comes is, how far does this go in terms of what needs to be changed and what needs to be addressed? Because we have states in our country that are fantastic states. And they support people in Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia. And, it's not their fault that years ago there was slave trade in their states. But then if something has Mississippi in it or something has Alabama in it, does that mean that that's going to now be on the chopping block? You know, I mean, you know, some scholars are kind of looking at this and they go, no, they see a thread and it's only going to be what's on that thread that gets replaced and changed. But some of us are seeing, no, this isn't very surgical precision. This is, you know what, if this had anything to do with it, it's out. this had anything to do with it. I mean, look what's happening with Hamilton. Hamilton is a musical that had become famous for having a diverse cast and where white characters were played by, non-white actors. And so you would think that would be something that would be embraced in many, by many, liberal factions. But because it's about Alexander Hamilton, who had been a part of slave trade, even though he didn't trade slaves himself, people want Alexander Hamilton gone, the play. So then maybe that's warranted, maybe it's not. So America's getting kind of restless because they want the rules and they want it now. And right now we're all in a state of, okay, so what's getting changed? What's getting, what's happening? A lot of places have Dixie in its name. Well, Dixie Chicks cut their name. There's like a Dixie State College. There's a lot of Dixie in the South. Do they all have to change their name? Like I said, does Mississippi have to change their name? Does Alabama have to change their name? Does Georgia have to change their name? So at what point are we going to say, and this is what's going to have to happen, where they're going to say, look, we know it's not your fault. We know the name of Georgia State, it's not their fault. We know that, but somebody's going to have to say, look, we know it wasn't you. You guys didn't own slaves. You didn't perpetuate it. You didn't. We know it's not you. And we aren't going to look at the name of your store or college or state as something that is inspiring negative feelings. But we're not there yet. Just like, somebody saying you look pretty in that dress. Saying you look pretty in that dress, maybe there is some predatory motives. Maybe they just want to, women like to be told they're pretty. And, it's somebody who's working with that woman and wants to compliment her and say, that dress is pretty. You look pretty in that dress. That's a no-no now. All of a sudden, that is a no-no. You will get in trouble and be accused of being sexually harassing or predatorial. So, just don't go there now. You can't compliment a woman. Don't do any of that at work. That's the advice we're giving. And so I understand because people are asking me, okay, look, I want to get this right. What am I allowed to call? I get asked all the time, what do I call a Hispanic? Because if they're Cuban or Puerto Rican or Mexican or Colombian, do we call them that or do we call them Latino? Or do we call them, and I guess people need definitions. Like I said, people need the memo. They don't want, you have a country that really doesn't want to. Yeah, you got some idiots out there, but you have a country that doesn't want to be racist, that doesn't want to insult people, that doesn't want to, have a business that has a name that will later, unfortunately, have to go away because there's some ties. But right now, we're still making the rules, and there's not a lot of unfortunate guidance during this time. We need guidance. 1-877-DOT-DOLLAR.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water,
and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.